Natalie, also known as Stars Cash. I'm here with a special guest tonight, and I will introduce her in a moment. But first, I want to tell everybody, you've probably been watching the weather. I am near Savannah in a little town. It's a little southern town. It's not, I want to call it a hick town, but it's a wonderful town. It's booming here. And I'm about 15 minutes from Savannah. So if you look on the map and see what the weather is like in Savannah, just look a little bit above, and that's where Natalie is. We're okay. We're not in the cone. We're not even near the edge of the whole path. We are going to get some wind and rain tonight, but it doesn't look to be too bad. But I do want to tell everybody, and I told our guests this, if for some reason I stop talking, then that means I probably lost power because I'll end up losing my phone. But we're gonna do this. And so anyways, I want to tell everybody, please go to mysticlivingtoday.com. There's a lot of beautiful stuff in there. There's a section on Africa. I'm going to be expanding on that. Photographs in there by Billy Dodson. I became friends with him because I bought his book, and I love wildlife. And everybody knows I want to go to Africa one day. That's I don't have a bucket list, but that's where I would like to go. And so there's stuff there. We're going to be expanding the magazine, expanding the classifieds, and everybody also knows that I have starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. I have a beautiful group that works for me. I have an awesome, most awesome webmaster. We're together about 9 years now. And I have Priestess Candy Ranson, who does all my marketing. She'll take everybody's stuff that I send her off from anybody that I'm going to interview, all their beautiful stuff, and she puits it out there. And then, of course, I have Stars JC, who is Jackie. She does all my copy and sends all, be sure to ask this and be sure to ask that. So without taking any more time here, I want to bring on our special guest. Her name is Jennifer Noel Taylor. Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Well, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, and I must thank TJ because I have a feeling he's listening because he brought you to me. He thought you would make a great guest, and that's how I get a lot of the authors. I mean, I have Al who brings people to me, but, randomly somebody will say, I want them to be on your show. I've heard you. So, you know, that kind of makes me feel really good. So let's get started about you. So you are the CEO of something called Quantum Touch. Tell us a little bit about what that is and a little bit. I'd like to know really how you got started into all of this. And you're in Hawaii. Isn't that wonderful, everybody? She's in Hawaii. Hawaii. Last week I talked to somebody from Chile. I'm just getting international here, I'm telling you. But tell me about this Quantum Touch and how you got started and anything you would like the audience to know. And I will say, if you would like to call in and ask Jennifer a question, you can call in at 347-838-9736, and you'll get Natalie, and I'll ask you what is your question, and we'll pass it along. So the floor is yours, Jennifer.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so Quantum Touch is a form of energy medicine. So we work with life force energy to facilitate healing. And what happened was I got involved with energy medicine almost by accident because I started my career as a software developer. I have a computer science degree from Cal Poly, so I wrote software for a living. And I didn't really enjoy my job. I felt depressed. I don't know if people can relate to this, but I felt depressed every day at work, and I almost felt like my work was a prison sentence because I had to work for another 40 years until I retired. And I just didn't resonate with what I was doing. And I knew I had some purpose, but I didn't know what that was. And so I just dragged myself to work every day. And in the meantime, I went to massage school at night because I was really fascinated by, what is the magic of touch? Why is it that touch can improve our mood and it can soothe depression, and there's something magical going on with touch, and I wanted to figure out what that was. So I went to massage school, and I did a bunch of body work, and we had a module on energy healing. And when I took that module, I got this download, or, if we are still small voice talks to us, or God, or whatever you call it, and it said, energy medicine is your life work. And I love that idea, but at the same time, I thought, well, the universe is really crazy because 18 years ago, energy medicine was really on the fringe, and I had no idea how I could actually make money doing energy medicine, and I was making a nice salary doing software, and so I thought, well, that's a really nice idea, universe, but I don't know. I think it's a little out there. So anyway, I still continue to study energy medicine, and I went to a lecture by Richard Gordon, who's the founder of Quantum Touch. And at this lecture, I got another message from the universe, or, you know, our still small voice or intuition. And it said, you're supposed to run Richard's company, by the way. And again, I protested the message because I thought, well, all right, so I don't know this guy. I don't know Richard, and you're telling me that I'm supposed to run his company. It just seemed a really off base. But anyways, I really love the idea anyways. So long story short, I had a series of magical synchronicities where I ended up running Quantum Touch. And I've been doing that the last 16 years now. And we've definitely seen energy medicine go from kind of a fringe idea into people are really starting to embrace energy medicine and use it in their own healthcare.
Isn't that wonderful? But you know, you're saying things, but years ago, it wasn't like that. I mean, if you would have said something like this even 20 years ago, it would kind of take people back. You're doing what? I mean, only those who would be in your sphere who would really understand, the really intelligent, they would be open to it. But even people, I mean, you have to have some intelligence to say, well, you know what, this could be a thing. This could be a real thing. Not the people are not intelligent, but you have to think beyond, like you have to go beyond. And so you met Richard and you hit it off right away, I'm assuming. Right.
Yeah. We hit it off. We actually fell in love, which is awesome. We dated for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Romance in here. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of romance. Yeah. So you know, we totally fell in love. We started hanging out, and we had known each other maybe about a month or two. And he was traveling around the world, so we didn't actually talk. You know, we didn't actually connect in person, but we talked on the phone for about 2 months, and one of us got this crazy idea, and I don't remember who, but I said, why don't we just, you know, move in together? So we just randomly decided to move in together. And it was kind of a leap of faith. Barely knew each other, right? So
right,
we were
exactly.
Just randomly decided, well, let's just move in together. So I ended up, I quit my job on Maui. I was working in software, and I put all my stuff in storage because I didn't really want to ship anything. And I got a one-way ticket to Santa Cruz, California, which is where he was living at the time. And we just kind of moved in together. And it was kind of really interesting because at that time when I moved in, Quantum Touch was going out of business pretty much. He had been traveling around the world teaching, and he decided to stop teaching. And so Quantum Touch was pretty much had no revenue anymore. And the CEO of Quantum Touch at that time said, you know, look, I need to get a real job at a stable, secure company, and will you take over the business? And so I felt like it was really ironic because she wanted to get the type of job that I had just left, a secure, stable, well-paying job. So that's
a boring job, but yeah.
But, you know, stable and secure. So anyways, yeah, so I ended up taking over the business at that time.
And made a success of it.
Well, initially, we were really struggling with money. So initially when we started with the business, it was just completely going under, and I was panicking because we were just,
right.
You know, I ended up digging myself into about $135,000 of debt. Trying
right.
to
and
do
and
what
that
I
can
love.
Be really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just to be honest, yeah, it wasn't all, I was under the impression that if you quit your job and do what you love, that'll be rainbows and butterflies and it'll just be easy breezy
yeah.
and the abundance will come, and that's not really what truly happened.
No. How did the two of you bring this company back up? What did you do?
That's a great question. So, initially, one of the biggest shifts that I had to make that really turned the money situation around was a shift from what I call victim, or feeling like a martyr for a cause, underappreciated, overworked, feeling like I was a victim of my money, to actually taking ownership and saying, okay, yes, you know, I created this. I created my money situation, and I'm not just going to wait for God to fix my money. I'm going to actually take steps to take charge of my finances and turn things around. So it was a shift from being a victim to turning into an owner. And that crucial shift was the thing I needed to do to turn it around. So once I made that shift, my money just started to turn around on its own. And then from there, I made some other shifts to turn things around. But I think that was a crucial shift in consciousness that started a new path.
Well, there's a little quote here, and I don't know if you said it, but it's something that I believe. It says, when you are following your heart, doors will open almost magically. That's true. However, you have to follow it with everything you have. You know, and the belief, I'm very much with believe. You have to believe. And everybody that's listening knows, oh, yes, Natalie, preach. I don't preach it. I'm just telling you that. Even like for me, and I always come back to me, like you, we're not going under anything, but it's always, you're always working at it. You're always working hard at it, and you take responsibility for it. This was something that you took over, and you made a pact with yourself. I'm going to do this, and it's going to work. And obviously, whatever you did, and I have to ask you, what did you do that pulled this up from being so much in the hole with the money? I mean, how did you turn this around?
So
what did
I
you
took
do?
A,
did
I
you
took,
write?
I took. yeah, I did. I did a bunch of different steps. The first thing I did was I started following my divine guidance. So, so I'll give you an example. Yeah, so that was really key. So I'll just give you an example. One of the things that before I was able to turn stuff around, I was kind of doing nilly-willy, like just different marketing programs or trying this program or trying that program or spending money on this or spending money on that, even if I didn't really enjoy it or resonate with it. I was just thinking, well, I have to find the formula that works to turn my business around. And I see a lot of people do this. They say, well, I'm not really that interested in marketing, but I'm going to force myself to do this kind of marketing plan because I think hopefully it'll turn my business around. And that was the mistake I was making, was I was just trying to follow these formulas or do sales funnels or do things for marketing and sales that didn't really strike my heart, that weren't really resonating with my heart. And that didn't work. And I was spending a lot
right.
of money on that.
Yeah.
So one key step was just really listening to what I call divine guidance or our intuition, and doing what we feel, you know, that resonates with us as far as any step in business. And that includes, okay, another example, hiring and firing employees. I in the past, I would hire people that looked really good on paper, but weren't necessarily, like my heart wasn't saying yes, but the logic said yes, right?
Right.
So my logic would say, okay, this person will be a fit. And my heart was saying, no, 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 no. And I made that mistake of trying to follow my head instead of my heart. And what happened was I would hire the wrong people. And I have one story of somebody I hired in particular who I just knew wasn't, like in my heart, it was a no. And I hired her because I thought, well, you know, she looks good. And it turned out to be a big problem in our company. So even with decisions that appear very, that some people may consider even rational, I believe like really listening to that divine guidance, really listening to what your heart is saying and following that. And when I started to really trust my heart and my divine guidance, and I started just listening to that rather than, you know, what people were saying I should be doing, that was one crucial step.
I think a lot of people do that when they have a business and they're trying to, you know, I mean, I get approached by all kinds of people. Well, you need to do this and you need to do that. And but you know what I end up doing? I'll listen. You know, I may even talk to them on the phone. I'll say, well, okay, I'm going to give you a chance because I've been doing this a long time, so I'm not easily swayed, and I know the business that I'm in, so I know what's right and what's wrong, and I follow what's inside. So sometimes, you know, you have to be careful because you'll end up liking somebody and you want to give them a break. And you want to give them the business, if it's like a marketing plan or place an ad with me, or but you really have to listen. I mean, this person might be really nice, and maybe they'll say, well, you know, I just haven't had any success, and you start to feel sorry for them. But like you said, but really, when you really listen, you know it's not going to help you, me, you. It's not going to help. It's just, it's wrong. And sometimes we still do it anyways, and I don't know why people do that. But now with myself, for what I run, I'm really, I mean, I'll give people a chance. I'll look stuff over. They sent to me an email, and, you know, I would really like to talk to you about this. I have some great ideas that I think will help your business. But, you know, most of the times I'll answer them. I'll just say, well, sorry, I'm really not interested at this time. I send them a really nice note instead of ignoring them, and I don't even think about it anymore. And if it comes across my desk again, if I see that email again, I'll think, you see what you did before? You stick to that because there's a reason you decided not to do it. And so, but most people, don't you think, Jennifer, they don't follow their heart. They don't follow what their soul is telling them. But a lot of times, it happens more so with people who are in a business, especially like what you do, what I do, my magazine, all of that, and anybody who's doing anything that they've built up, you're going to end up being taken of sorts. That's just what happens until you learn how to trust yourself. And if you don't trust yourself, well, you know, like you, look what you did. I mean, you listened. That was the big thing. And eventually. I talk about synchronicities all the time, and they are so important. I have a lady who's listening right now. I'm not going to say her name, but she listens every week. She knows who she is. And she always says to me, it's like a path. This takes you there to take you there to take you there. And that's true. You may, and she doesn't, it's not preaching, but she'll just give me, or reading me the riot act. She'll just say, well, now you know. I know you're not going to like to hear this. But to get to the end result that you want, sometimes you have to go through all of these, open all these doors and make these turns and all of that because it's not a straight path. Mm-hmm. You got all the synchronicities. You started listening to yourself, and I think that's probably why you're such a success. Now, you had another book out, correct? Didn't you do something else before this latest one? Now, this one is not released yet, or is it? Has it been released?
Yeah, I'm working on a book right now called Spiritual and Broke, How to Stop Struggling
Right.
with Money and Live Your Purpose. And then the other one I had out was a brief introduction to, it's called Love Incorporated, The Business of Doing What You Love. And it's my philosophy of how do you find your life purpose and how do you connect with your guidance. And then the book I'm working on right now is like mostly dealing with the money aspect and why is it that so many people who are following their heart are struggling with the money. And that was my conundrum as well. So once I understood my divine guidance, I still struggled with the money. And so anyway, so I'm writing these books to help address how do we find our guidance. And then once we do, how do we get out of the struggle and start creating the life that we
right.
love?
How do we latch on to it and actually listen and do what it's right. And some people don't even understand about listening. They'll think, well, what do you hear things? No, not necessarily. With me, it's a lot of feeling and presence. And sometimes I hear, yeah, really hear. but not always. I can't do it on cue. You know, like if you would say, well, Natalie, tell me something, and I don't hear anything. You just kind of know, don't you? And I think I always tell people, the more you do, the more you do. The more you know, the more you know. And that's true. Because once you accept this to be, oh, okay, I know how to do this now. I believe this. Okay, this happened. I took a chance. Sometimes the chances that you're going to take, and you know that too, Jennifer, are not going to be the best. And it's going to throw you off. But maybe what that chance was all about was to show you just what you don't need, and then you're going to find what you do need. So I believe it's a path that we walk, and everybody's path is different. It's spiritually different. You can believe with everything you have and be very, very spiritual, but you're still going to get knocked off your feet. Something is still going to happen that's going to make you sit back and think, well, now, you know, look at all that I'm doing. I mean, really. And then you have to measure success, right? You have to say, well, gosh, this was so successful. Now, this book, Spiritual and Broke, How to Stop Struggling with Money and Live Your Purpose, now that has been released already. Can people purchase it right now?
Not yet, but what I am doing
okay.
I'm working on the final touches to it,
okay.
I am giving away the first three chapters for free. So if you go to my website, spiritualandbroke.com, and sign up, you'll get the first three chapters for free.
So well, you know, I'm going to put it in my magazine, yes. So that's a given. I'll just contact TJ, and he'll send it to me. And,
awesome.
Usually I'll do excerpts out of books. Now, do you know when the release date is going to be? Do you have a date in mind?
I'm still working with the publishers, but I'm thinking like early next year sometime.
Okay.
We're going to have a schedule pretty soon. Yeah, so I'm just working on
it. It just takes time, doesn't it? Now, how long is
it
for those of you who are writing, how long does it take, Jennifer, from start to the actual finish? Sometimes it can take over a year, right?
I actually started this book almost 2 years ago. So,
oh, wow, yeah.
And I spent a lot of time with the manuscript and working on writing and, you know, working to become a better writer. And I hired a coach who, you know, we get together every week and we go over everything I've written. And So I highly recommend working with people that can help you. And this coach I hired is amazing. And then I got a publisher. And that's a process too, because once you get a publisher, then they have to put it in their production schedule, and it can take a while. But I think it's really fun. Like sometimes I would finish up working with Quantum Touch, and then I would eagerly get home and could get back to my manuscript, and you know, I think it's super fun to do.
It was calling you while you were working on the software programming stuff. You were working on the manuscript at the same time? Is that what you were doing?
Oh, no. This was later. So the software, I was writing software about, 17 years ago was, you know, when I was
okay.
working in software.
Yeah, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah. And then I discovered energy medicine. So that was calling me back then. And then while I'm working with what I love, my manuscript would also start calling me. So I'd be doing quantum touch work during the day and then come home at night and work on my manuscript. So I love writing. It's been super fun to get into writing.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I know a lot of authors. Of course, I know lots of them. And, I have a fairy tale, but it's not going to be just self-help. Well, in a way it is. It will help. It's believing. It's about the word believe. And but I've written part of it. I have the ending. I see the ending. I know what it is. But it's the in-between. But it's not going to be like, and since you're an author and everybody, I always tell them about it, it's more like it's not going to be a real big, thick book. It doesn't have to be. But it's going to be, I have my granddaughter who's 14. And she took some of it and used it for her ELA class, and she told her friends about it, and they were so excited. This was my story, right? And she asked me, she said, you think I can use some of it? I said, absolutely, because we had talked about it before. And but I find that my everyday, what I'm doing, I think about writing with it, you know, doing more on it, and then I get taken away, and I guess it's probably not the right time. You know, I think when it's the right time, I'll sit down and I won't stop. But I've got it all in my head. It's just that you've got to get it out there. But it's not. It would be for all ages because, you know, like you say, most people, they really don't believe. And if you don't believe, the success that you really want and wherever you're going, it's not going to be there. You have to. I can't even tell you how I believe in things. And you're the same way. I'm feeling you are. It's like you can stand there and argue with me, and then I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong. And it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what I think. And I think it's all about divine guidance, like you said. And you're put on this path, like you were put on this path. You started off doing this other stuff, but your heart wasn't in it. Yeah, you were making good money and all of that, but that really wasn't what the divine, I call it the divine, wanted you to do. So somehow, and then you met your love, and you know, you went to a seminar. You had something that he was talking, right? You went to meet him at something. He was talking about his quantum touch.
Yeah, I went to a lecture that he was giving.
Yes.
Yeah, he was giving a lecture.
Okay. So you see how the wheels started for you? If you look back, synchronicities. If you had not gone there, say for some reason you didn't go and you missed it, look what you would have missed. You wouldn't have known what you would have missed. I mean, you wouldn't have known, but that was part of your plan. And I believe that there's a plan for everybody, but they have to be able to listen to what it is. And it's very, very important. And I just think that you're such an inspiration. I don't know about finishing mine because mine is kind of like magical. It's not any quantum stuff or nothing like that. It's to help people get along and accomplish what it is they want to do and or should be doing by just believing. And that there is magic.
Wonderful.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I was just saying, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just saying that's wonderful. I think that fairy tales are really a great way to help us adults, right, connect to that part of us that still believes in magic.
That's right.
Because I know everyone
that's why it would be
believes
for both.
In magic, right?
It would be for
young,
you know, teenagers like 14, like my granddaughter, and adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically about a man and woman who find each other in the oddest circumstances. I mean, the whole story really revolves around the two of them, but it's magical. And you would look at the situation and say, oh, that didn't happen. Well, oh, yeah, it did. Now, it hasn't happened for me yet, but it will because I've already seen it. And so, and that's how strong I believe. There comes that word again, believe. And I know who the person is, and I think he's listening. So the whole part of it is to believe in what you believe in and go forth with that. Doesn't matter if somebody says, oh, you're crazy. This is so stupid what you're doing. They probably would say to you, Jennifer, you're leaving this high-paying job to go do what? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And but you
yeah,
did
you
it.
Know. Yeah. And,
you did
and
it.
I have a comment about, yeah, and about naysayers. So the people who say, oh, that's impossible or you can't do that or you're ridiculous or, you know, the stories that we've been told, right?
Right.
And I wanted to give an example. So one of my favorite authors of all time is Elizabeth Gilbert. She wrote Eat, Pray, Love. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the book on her trip of finding herself through journeying through Italy and ends up in Bali. So she, you know, she sold millions of copies of this book. And if you look at her reviews on Amazon, you'll see that they're all mixed. I mean, there's some people that give the book 1 star. There's some people that give the book 5 stars. There's all differing opinions on this best-selling million-copy book. And what that tells me is that everyone has a different opinion and has nothing to do
that's
with
right.
your value.
But, yes, she
as
had
a
good
being.
Seller. She did something great. And those people that, like, give 1 star, maybe they thought it was going to be something different. Maybe they didn't get anything from it. But then the ones that gave 5 stars, oh my God, this is just terrific. This is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. And it goes all the way back to your opinion and how you feel and what you think and what you believe. And you know, it's funny. I seem to, like you and others that I've had, it seems to fall right into place that I get on my show people like yourself that show that the success that they've had, I don't choose them. They're brought to me. All the publicists mm-hmm. that I have are brought to me. I have one great one in Los Angeles. She's wonderful. And she says, I trust anybody with you. I know it's going to be good. And she's, you know, the first one I had to do, listen to this now, the first one I had to do from her, she knows a lot of people. She knows a lot of famous people. She says, well, who do you want? I said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. I know who I would love to have, but that's kind of, let me climb the ladder a little. let me motivate myself. Let me get myself up a little higher. I don't need that. So she's brought me these people, but they're all spiritual. Or they're leaning towards that a little bit more with their lives, and that's just the best. That makes the best conversation with somebody like myself, because that's how I am. And if I had somebody who was just talking about math, I probably would have a problem. I'm not a math person, but you know what I'm saying? It's wonderful. I mean, talk about having a passion and a job that you love. It's not even a job. I mean, it's just beautiful. And have people like yourself, look what you did. I don't know if anybody's really told you, but you did something really great by leaving something that was security for you.
Mm-hmm. I think
talk
that,
about a
leap
of faith.
Yeah. I give everyone just kudos for taking that leap. And I know it can be scary for a lot of people because security can be such a big deal, and it can be scary to do that leap. So, you know, look at you. Look at all the work you've done. It's fantastic. You know, when we take these
leaps. Yeah, now my magazine I've had for 19
heart,
years,
right?
That was actually like thrown
fantastic.
Into my lap. You know, girls got mm-hmm. together at my house. Oh, you need to do an easy now. What is this? You know, and well, they all left. They're all gone. I have a few still with me. I have my reviewers still with me. But you know what I'm saying? And then I had to ask for material. I never ask for anything. I get articles and excerpts and you get acquainted, and I love it. I get to tap into a different world. It's not all about sitting at a computer and working on things like that. It's touching base with all of these people with all these talents, and it takes me 2 days to do this magazine. And somebody asked me a few weeks ago, it was a gentleman that I had, he said, well, how does it make you feel? I said, it's like I'm glowing. If I mm-hmm. do something for you, Jennifer, in my magazine, okay, when the book comes out or I do articles from you, I take the utmost care because I am putting you out there, but I'm also representing you in my magazine. So when I put something in and I put the images in and they have to be perfect, and the links have to work, and then I send you the link to the page so you can look at it. I mean, it just makes me feel like I'm 10 feet tall and I'm only 5'2". But
that's
what
awesome.
It does. Yeah, it really, really is. And so people out there that, I can't do that, and I was lucky, you could say. I started back when, you know, I worked for America Online in the beginning, but I started one site, and then the girls all said, you got to do this. Natalie, you got to do this. And, oh, geez, it wasn't even my idea, to tell you the truth. It was their idea. But I took it and I ran with it.
Mm,
and
that's awesome.
It's 19 years old. And the other site will be 20 years old. Now, my stars is only 7 years old. But everybody says, oh, my God, you've done so much, but I really haven't. There's so much more for me to do. Not like the magazine, I'm going to expand on it. I met this man who takes these photographs in Africa. He's going to connect me with all these foundations. I'm going to help support them, and then I'm going to help support people in the United States. I'm going to have a section for them. All of a sudden, all of this came to me. But, you know, Jennifer, like you, I was comfy in where I was before I did any of this. Yes, mm-hmm. I learned things on America Online. Yes, I really did. But I think it was the exposure. Like if you think back to when you were working at the company and bored to death, but it was giving you a paycheck. It was pretty nice. You loved it. If you look back and you think, oh, God, if I could just do something else, I didn't even think that. The door just opened, just like for you. Because somebody, the divine, as I like to call it, you can call it God, divine, Buddha, whatever you believe in, thought, now, you know, Jennifer's sitting there and she's miserable, but really she's got this gift. She's got this talent to go off. I'm telling you about yourself. Got this gift to do this, but we've got to set this up right. And I always tell people, it's kind of like God sits at this table with all his archangels, and he wants to get Jennifer over to here. And maybe the arcs are not doing their job. So what's going on? What's taking so long here? He's talking to them all. I mean, I could write about this too. Okay, what's going on? How come this isn't moved for her? She's going to be as old as Methuselah, you know? And so, okay, I got an idea. And he says, well, that's good. Now let's get started on this. Everybody, go to work. And all the archangels go to work. That's a nice magical way of listening, of telling a story. I can do that. But, you know, it had to get you out of there, had to get you thinking to another place. I didn't even have to go to another place. I was content. I had a son. You know, I have a son. You know, I worked at a tennis club. I did things that I loved. But the divine, or God, looked at me and said, no, no, no. There's something more for her to do. Mine was the time when I had the crystal appear before me when I almost died. That was the turning point in my life. It had to be something really big. And it wasn't somebody whispering in my ear. And because nobody was guiding me except just like you said, you just heard, you just felt. And I wish more and more people could do that. Then we'd probably have a lot more success stories. A lot of people are working and they don't really like their job, but yet there's something in them and they know there's more to what they're doing. But it's scary. There was an income. I could do anything I wanted. You know, yeah, I worked at a tennis club, but I had a husband then, and, you know, he brought in money every week, and I could dabble into things and learn things and meet people. I met so many people when I lived back in Detroit because that was kind of like the place for astrology and the metaphysical world and all of that, and I got introduced to it then. And, yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you tell your story how you get to where you are. And you know, but I don't see myself as being that successful because I don't, I guess I am. Maybe if I could get this book off the ground, then I'd think, aha, she did it. But people have to tell me that. This lady that's listening, she always says to me, and she's smiling right now, you don't realize what you've done. Look at what you've done in 20 years. Yeah, I guess so, but I'm not done yet. I've only touched the surface because I have lots of ideas. So, you know, you and I kind of are parallel with our in a way about what we were doing, except that you had this job and then you met your love and look at how it turned out for you. So now this spiritual and broke, do you actually give – do you give direction as to what one can do if they are really spiritual? I mean, how does the book, how does it take the reader? Where does it take the reader?
So, yeah, so basically it's geared towards people who are doing what they love, you know, whether it's like life coaching or energy healing or whatever it is, and yet they're struggling with money to the point where, you know, they're having trouble making ends meet. So that's where the story begins. And basically, I work on the premise that everything is energy in the world, so that our reality and our bank account and our health is a reflection of our own energy within. So whatever's going on within us is reflected in the outside world. So that's where I start with the book, and I talk about how to change the energy you're projecting around money and how to shift what your beliefs are and how to shift the whole mentality, basically your whole paradigm around money. So it's a big shift in consciousness around money. And I believe that when that happens, when you shift your energy – substantially shift your energy, your whole money situation changes. And that's what I saw with myself. And so I guide people how to really create a really deep shift in consciousness and shift in energy around money.
So now, is that something to do with the life force energy? Is that can you help some people understand about that? But is that exactly what that is? Does that go hand in hand?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So basically, so I believe, and a lot of people are coming to this conclusion, like whether they're gurus or scientists, believe that the universe isn't really as solid as it seems. The universe is actually made of energy. So, the physicists are coming to that conclusion that this energy is the fundamental building blocks of our reality. So, basically, our reality is just a wave of possibilities, right? And at every moment, we're creating our world from this realm of energy. And how we do that is based on the energy that we're made of. It's based on our vibration. So, for example, if you have knee pain, it's not because you need to take medication. I believe something like knee pain is basically a reflection of some pain within, some emotional pain or some energy within, right? So that's like my belief set. So the money works the same way. The money is a reflection of what's going on within. So basically I work at reconstructing people's approach to money as an energetic system rather than just trying to save money or cut expenses.
Okay.
So,
but they also have to listen and they have to believe and take direction. A lot of people, it's a great idea, but I still have to pay all my bills and I have a family, but I really want to start my own business, so how do I go about doing that? It's something that they really love, they want to do it, that's their calling, but because of their responsibilities, they can't. What do you say to somebody like that?
So I get that a lot. People say, well, I have a family, I have kids, I have a mortgage, I have responsibilities. And so what I say is the first thing is, do you believe, like you were saying, do you believe that you have the power to make a change, right? Because I think that's where a lot of people get stuck is they don't believe that they're empowered, that they have the ability to make any changes in their life. Like they feel stuck by, let's say, the desires of others or stuck by burdens or stuck by a mortgage, or they're stuck on some level and they don't believe they can actually change anything. And I think that's why a lot of people just stay where they're at, is because there's a big part of them that doesn't have faith that they have the ability to change anything. So that's step number one, is what you were talking about a lot of the show, which is awesome, is believing in yourself and believing that you're empowered to make that change. And then once you really get that, then I feel like that's when you actually can open the door to hear your guidance, because until you really believe, you won't be able to hear your guidance, right? Because if you don't believe you can change anything, you're not open. It doesn't create that opening for the guidance to come in. So the first step is empowerment. The second is divine guidance. And then your divine guidance will lead you, every path is unique, but that guidance will lead you step by step on the practical level as well. I'm not just saying airy-fairy stuff, but on a very practical level of the step-by-step things you can do to make that shift. And for many people, it may not be instantaneous. So, for example, I'll give you a very practical example. Your guidance may suggest that you save a year's worth of expenses before leaping into something new. And that may be good advice. So it may not be taking a leap of faith without any funding in the bank. I have found that guidance doesn't suggest things that are bad ideas or things where you would start abandoning your family or anything like that. I feel like your guidance can be very practical.
Right. So, exactly.
Yeah. So, but once you rework your belief,
Yeah, but for somebody like this man who wants to start a business, he's miserable. I'm using that as an example. He really wants to do something different. He knows what he wants to do, but he looks at his family and, oh, geez, you know, I can't let them down. I can't just say, well, guess what? I quit my job. I guess you would have to guide him into steps. No, you don't go in and quit your job tomorrow.
No, don't quit your job.
You have to take steps towards it, because I don't think the divine wants you to neglect your responsibilities and dump your family just because you get this whim that you want to start something else. So that's taking responsibility for what you've done. So somebody like that, I'm just using a man, I mean, it could be a woman too, that how can they start really slow? Okay, it's empowerment. Okay, I recognize what I want to do. Then what? Okay, they say, okay, I really want to do this. They sit down, talk to their wife or their husband or significant other. This is what I really want to do. I want to work towards this. Now, do they expect the other person in their life? Because we're talking about somebody who probably has responsibilities. Because if you're your own person, I mean, and then there are people out there who are just by themselves, but they feel like, you know, God, I would let so many people down if I did this, and they tell me I was crazy, but I really want to do it. I mean, I just know I would be so happy. That's a sign right there to me.
That's
if you tell yourself,
yeah,
you would be really happy, then there's something to what it is you want to do.
And you have to believe
you
in that
be feeling
first, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you believe in that first. But then, okay, so here, let's take the situation of this man who has a family and a mortgage, perhaps, and a couple of pets and three kids. Okay, that's a lot of responsibility. I don't believe your divine guidance would ever say, okay, yeah, just leave all your responsibilities behind. And I don't believe divine guidance will advise you to be irresponsible. So let's say this man wants to start a coaching practice. So now I'm not this person's divine guidance, but what I think would be prudent, for example, would be, all right, first of all, how can you start saving more money, right, in your current situation so that you have money to fund your business, because every business needs funding. So if this family, for example, is not saving money, this would be an interesting question, say, why are we not saving money? So not knowing the situation, but I found a lot of people who want to make a switch haven't saved any money to fund their switch. So I believe divine guidance might suggest finding a way to save more money every month and create some of that funding. The other thing is what I call leaning into your new venture without fully jumping ship on your old. So, for example, I went to massage school at night after work, and maybe this person who wants to start a coaching practice takes on one client a week to supplement their job. You know, there's so many different ways you can start
especially
working
something
and
like
taking
that,
baby
you can
steps,
do that
right?
After you leave your regular day job. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and
yeah,
then eventually you could shift yourself. You have more and more for your coaching, you have more and more clients, and pretty soon, oh my gosh, now I need an office. You know, but you're building that momentum also. That's all that energy, I think, too. The energy is there, and it's gonna give you that burst. It's gonna, because other than that, if you're out there and you're listening and you're not really doing what you want to do, and everything, I'm almost certain you're not very happy. And when you're not very happy, the people around you are not very happy, because they know something is not, even the kids, dad's not happy. Something, they might not think
happy.
It if they're really little, but they're going to know, you know.
And
so,
you ask
this person, okay, just kind of lean into it a little bit. Just do something after work, keep your job until you can build this other something, this other that you want to do that will, you can see that, okay, I have to devote more time to this because I have more people that need me, that I could actually make a living at. So is that basically what you're saying? You do it that way?
Mm-hmm. I think everyone's different. So your guidance may say other things, but that's one way you could go about it, is start doing a part-time or maybe one client a week or something outside of your job initially until it's raising, you know, more money so that you can eventually leave your job behind. And for everyone, I think that'll be different. And also the nice part is evaluating, you know, your spending as well, because really money is not about just making money, but it's like what's going out. And that was another way that I really cleaned up my finances, was really looking at, am I spending money on things that really resonate with my heart and really add meaning to my life, or am I spending money because I'm in pain, you know, like because I'm trying to,
exactly,
like emotionally spending or emotional eating. And that was another big area that I think when you're unhappy with your job and you're dragging yourself to work every day, you know, it's so easy saying, well, I deserve that $5 latte at Starbucks because I have to force myself to do something I don't like. You know, so you start spending more money than you might because you hate your job. Right?
That's
so
right.
That's another area.
And you don't really need that at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks is awesome.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but,
nothing wrong with Starbucks.
But yeah, it's a great example. And that's something that you could do without. And how many times a week do you go there? Maybe every day on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about there's $25 going right out the window. Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah.
So that's very true. So there are ways to pull in the reins to change it a little bit, but starting off really slow. And like I said, for me, I found my webmaster, and that was divine order. I was looking to change one of my big site. This is the hub right now. I was looking to change spiff it up, and I found Tony. He might be listening tonight. I found Tony, and he was the supervisor. We hit it off right away. I mean, just, you know how sometimes you just hit it off right away. And I told him what I saw I would like to see changed. He put his input in and set his people to working. It didn't cost me a whole lot of money, but I had some money that I could use without going in the hole. I didn't have to borrow anything. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I liked him very, very much, but the only way I could reach him, this is a good story, reach him was if I called him at the place where he was working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he called me on his way home from that job because I had left a message that I needed to talk to him about my magazine. Well, he called, and we kind of talked a little bit, and he said, well, okay, I would love to do this. He said, I love working with you. You're great. You know your stuff. And he said, we'll do this. Well, I had the idea in my head when we hung up. I called back and got his number. I mean, you know, I had a retrace on it. I did call back, and I wrote his number down, which was his cell number, because I thought, I don't know, it was instinctive, Jennifer. It was just call the number back.
Uh-huh.
And I did.
Got the message.
Okay,
oh,
well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
What happened was Tony ended up leaving that job. Now, if I hadn't have had that number and done that, I would have called the place where he worked. You know they would never have given me his cell phone number. Oh, no, he's not working here anymore. I would never, never have revamped my magazine. I could not have gone further. So I like to tell that story because I was listening. Call the number. Get the number. Get the number because I didn't get it. He was out. I don't know where he was. You know, he was out, and I could hear noise and – and, okay, yeah, I'll give you a call. And I thought, oh, no, I got to have a number here. And I didn't get a chance to get his number, but I ended up getting it. And that we've been working together for 9 years.
That's
and
awesome.
He's just, he's a programmer, and I know the business. So sometimes we go ahead, you know, they'll say, no, I think it should be this way. And I'll say, okay. But I know this part of the business. You know your part, and I know my part. And I don't know how many times he has said this to me. I don't know why I even argue with you, because I know you're telling me what's right. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't argue with you when you want to redirect something on a page. You know?
Right.
So we would end up, I mean, we never got mad at each other, but we would lock horns, you know? And so finally, I don't know how many years we did that. You know, I would like to see the site have a white background. No, I don't want a white background. I want it my beautiful blue. And if you went to my star site, you would see it. That's my color, Tony. That is Natalie. So we went round and round about that when we first did that third site. And finally, he did it. You know, well, he came over and he said, okay, put in your web address, because I had already had all these names since 1999. And this one was about 8.5 years ago that we did it. So I typed it in, and there it was. And he looked at me and he said, well, your blue is there and your white isn't there. I said, that was not my white. That was your white. And we were laughing so hard. And he said, you're right. He said, I should know that when you talk about what you know, and he just always listens to me now. See, because it took him a while, because you remember he writes programming. He writes how, if you want something to do something, I can make it do it. If you can think it, I can do it. He's always told me that. And I'll say to him, don't tell me that, because when I get quiet and I don't talk to you for a few days, look out, that means I'm thinking of something. And it's true, you know? Mm-hmm. But you see, that's how that started. But just think, if I had not have gone into where he worked and got that phone number, I probably could not have ever reached him. But the divine was watching. Nope, she's got something she's going to be doing. You got to get his number. Call the number. Mm-hmm. You call back the number. You can get that added onto your phone bill. And you get the phone number, the last number that's called. There it is. Voila. And we've been working together since 9 years. We're expanding two things now. And it's wonderful. And it just makes my job really easy. And I don't call, I was his very first client. So he uses my sites as a show place so he can show everybody, well, look, I did this, this, and this. And you can call Natalie and she'll tell you. That's how he gets his jobs. I was his very first one.
Yeah,
that he
that's
took
awesome.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it all goes back. And I'm telling people this. Just listen. If it's wrong, okay, it's wrong. But don't shake it off and say, nah, I'm not going to do that. Or, nah, that's not going to be good. How do you know it's not going to be good? At least go and look at it. At least give it a whirl. I give Tony things to whirl in his head. That's what I'll say to him. You go whirling around with us now. This is my idea. And he'll call and he'll say, I got a good idea how to do it. Okay, let me listen. Okay, that sounds wonderful. And he makes it simple. You know, I always say point and click. Make it easy. People don't like to go bebopping around. They want to have it really simple. I said, you and I look at things differently than most people do as far as looking at a site and what it's supposed to do. You just want, I want to buy this, then I want to go there. Oh, I'm good. I'm in the chat room. It's good. All good. But you see, it started with a redoing of one of my sites, and then I needed him to do the other one, and then I had the sites, I had all of them. I got a bunch of them in 1999 because that webmaster told me I like the prefix stars, and I was an astrologer, but I didn't want it to be STARS. So I sat down and I wrote everything I could think of, and I said, I got it. And I told him, and he just said, that's it. We're going to grab everything we can with stars.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that name so many years, even before I ever used it.
Mm-hmm. You were guided back then. Yeah, you were guided. I think our guidance you'll get your guidance from way early on, and it'll continue to speak to you.
It will, and sometimes, we have to let people know that sometimes it doesn't always, like, oh, next week it's going to all be good. I mean, you get taken off the path, your path a little bit. You, like my friend who's listening, you know, sometimes you have to, there's a turn, there's a sharp turn there. Well, you know, you really want to be over there, but you really have to go over here first because of, out of necessity or whatever. But she's right. That's exactly what happened to me. See, because I had all of this coming to me, but I couldn't do anything about it until I met Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I had the ideas, but I had to meet him, and the divine knew. Now, like, look at you.
Yeah.
You know, you met Richard, you fell in love, And look at you now. You're writing this. This is your second book, correct?
Yeah, it's my second. Yeah.
Your second book. And I want to, before we're almost at 9 o'clock, but I extended the show because we had already talked like yesterday a little bit and today, and I just knew we were going to hit it off and we were going to just be talking away. But I want to mention to everybody that your site is JenniferNoelTaylor.com. So that's JenniferNoelTaylor.com. And you can go there. And now you have some of the chapters of your soon-to-be-released book there, correct?
Yeah, they sign up for my mailing list, which is right on the homepage. I'll send them the first three chapters of the book just to give them an idea of what it's about and see if they resonate.
Oh, they will. They will. I'm going to pull your site up right now. I did not do it because I was kind of listening to the weather, and I wanted to make sure we were all still good to go, but we are. I haven't had any beep, 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 beep. That means tornado.
We're good to go.
We don't want to do that.
Awesome.
No. We missed it again, and we're just been very, very blessed, and I that's why I always announce it at the beginning of the show that I'm okay. Everything's good. My house is still here and all of that. And my heart just goes out to everybody. And before we close the show out with you, I want to make sure everybody, if you have a chance, if you can, donate supplies, donate money. All of these people in the panhandle, same thing with Puerto Rico, are hurting. Just imagine you losing your home. Even if you have insurance, where do you go? The insurance, yeah, well, they'll help for your stay, but you have to buy food. Maybe you have little kids. Maybe they need diapers. Maybe they need this and that. I mean, it's not just as simple yourself going someplace. A lot of these people have families, and it's going to be very tough on them. And I will do my part, and I just want to encourage everybody, if they can, everybody's got places that you can bring things to. Canned goods, all that kind of stuff. Everybody is helping. But Florida was really hit bad. Like Puerto Rico, they were hit bad too. And you in Hawaii, you had the volcano, right?
Actually not where I live, but there's another island called the Big Island. Yeah, but unfortunately a lot of people lost their houses.
I know.
With the volcano. Yeah, it was hard to see it. But the Big Island has an active volcano, so it, unfortunately sometimes some houses were in the path of that.
Right, and they don't stand a chance with that.
Not at all.
But anyway, remind everybody there are people out there. You might not think it, but they are less fortunate than you. And I always like to tell people, be good to people. Say hello to them. How's your day going? Good morning. Good afternoon. I do this, and Maya and I used to talk about it all the time, no matter where I go. Hold the door open for somebody. Because you have to remember something, too. The divine is keeping track of everything that you do. I like to think of it as a piece of paper, and there's pluses and minuses. Well, I want to have more pluses on the one side than the minuses. And I've done this all my life. I love helping, and that's part of the reason I think why I'm here. And you look at you, look what you're doing. Wonderful work, beautiful words that you're putting out there. And what I'm going to end up doing is asking you for an article or two just before your book or something. You can do an excerpt. We could give them a little advance, like in December, once you know when it's released. You give me, I'll go through TJ because I don't have your email address, but he can give it to you. And you can send it to me, and I'll put your beautiful picture there because everybody, Jennifer Noel Taylor is really very pretty. Look at that smile.
Oh,
you really
thank
are.
You so much. Yeah,
no, you really you. Are. No, and that's coming from within. You really, she's got these, her site's got these beautiful flowers around her, and just she's smiling like, I'm going to help you. That's exactly what you're saying. I'm going to help you get to where you want to be. And that's the important part. And I'm hearing a beep, beep. What is this? No, this is nothing. Okay, so long as I don't hear this certain sound that we've got a tornado around my area, then I'm going to say, okay, goodbye, everybody. But right. I'm not going to do that. I don't think we have to worry about that right now. I think I'm pretty well safe. I also, what I do, and I have to tell you this because you'll find this interesting, I take a copy of the United States, just the states, I don't, you know, and I get it off the computer, off the internet, and I have a grid. And I learned this many years ago from somebody, and what I do is if I want to stop something and not make it as bad, and I don't know if it helps or not, because you, remember, the divine is watching what you're doing, and he knows, or you could believe it's a she, he knows Natalie is going to try to fix this. She's going to try to do something, and so I feel, I do this grid, I do these black lines, all across the states are being affected, every one of them. And then I put arrows to make it go away, either to make it go back out to the ocean, make it go down, which is also the ocean. And I did this earlier today because I was really worried. I couldn't stop the panhandle, not that I did it or could have done it, but it's a way of diverting something and making it get kind of, I look at it and it gets kind of confused, like, well, what is she doing now? She's trying to control the weather now? Well, if I could, I would. Because mm-hmm. it's hard to understand when things, disasters like of nature happen. You want to know why. Why, you know? So I did this grid, and we're not being affected really at all. And I did it the last time, which was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. 2 years ago, I didn't even think to do it, and we had to evacuate. And I was lucky mm-hmm. then. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Jennifer. Talk about belief. I pulled away mm-hmm. with my son that day, and I looked at my house, and I looked at my neighbor's house, and he said, what's wrong? I said, my house is not going to be affected, and neither is Diane's going to be affected. Well, we came back, water all over the place, not in my house, only in my garage. Across the street, all the homes were flooded in their homes. But mine was not, and neither was Diane's. Mm-hmm. I had this feeling that I was pulling away. You know what it's like to leave your home? If you had to leave your home, and I'm kind of telling everybody this, and you've got this awful feeling because you don't know what you're going to come back to. And then when we were allowed to come back, he looked at me, he says, you got that look again. I said, yeah, everything's fine. And everything mm-hmm. was fine. So,
yeah,
but that's again, that was belief.
Right?
I believed.
Yeah, I believed.
Mm-hmm. I just... Mm-hmm. I got the sense of it, and I went with it. I didn't mm-hmm. say, oh, no, that's wrong. I went with it. And I'm telling everybody, if you can believe in things, you're 75% of the way. You really, really are. Doesn't mean it's going to be, like I've said, I used to say, it's not a walk in the park. It's not a walk in the clouds. It's not a walk in the fields or the grass. It's not going to be easy. And you know that, Jennifer. You know that. It's not going to be easy. But deep down inside, you have this belief mechanism that's there. And it's getting stronger and stronger. And you just know. People will try to rain on your parade. Don't you dare let them do that. Don't you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Just go for it. Mm-hmm. Follow that internal
It's wonderful
light.
Talking to you. See, you and I are of the same mind. But I knew, just hearing your voice, oh, I thought to myself, God, this is going to be easy.
That's awesome.
It's easy
Thank
talking
you.
To her. The
yeah.
hardest part, sometimes I would be talking to men, but I went an hour and a half with this one gentleman, and he said to me, aren't we way over? I said, oh, yeah, by 30 minutes. I said, but it's okay. Mm. It was all good. Mm. It was all good. But I love this, and I would love to have you back. Maybe perhaps right after your book comes out, it would be great to promote that.
That'd
that would
be
a good thing if
Thank
your schedule
you.
Allows it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
yeah.
absolutely. And I will be hitting you mm-hmm. up for articles, you know. So think about that through TJ.
Awesome.
And then I'll have him give you my email address so that we can just do it direct. Because, you know, these people that are publicists, they do so much, but sometimes they lose direction, and you and I have a nice rapport. And I'll just write to him and say, yep, she's gonna send me an article or two here. He knows all about that because he sent me things before. And we'll do that, maybe have you back even if it's February, because you're probably going to be very busy promoting your book when it comes out, I'm assuming, and we'll make time for you. It doesn't have to be a Wednesday, so I want to tell you that I want to have you back. I think you'll have even more to say, and lots of success, and I'm so happy we connected. It's wonderful. And I also want to thank, before I let you go, I want to thank Candy. She's in the chat room. She's the one that asked about life force. She wanted to know, and she put here, love you both. Thank you, Miss Natalie, for being here and all you do. And she said, thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your world with us. You know, I have her. I mean, she's a delight. She just runs with everything. You give her something, and she goes the football field. Where are you? Well, I'm over here. I'm promoting over here. And she does these little videos and all. She's probably laughing. And then, of course, I want to thank Stars JC, my Jackie. She's great. She's been with me a really long time. And the lady who listens to me every Wednesday night or whenever I have a show, I have to thank her for her guidance to me. And, you know, I'm so happy that we got acquainted, Jennifer, because, like I said, we're going to do this again. And do you have any parting words for our audience here? Would you like to say something else just in closing?
Oh, I think we summed it up so well when you started talking about just believe, you know, believe in what your heart's telling you and believe in it. And I just think that's so, I think that's such
powerful.
A beautiful message. So powerful. Yes. Yeah, so thank you. I really appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'll put you in my blog. And then what I do with that is I put it everywhere. I try to continue the promotion also because it's kind of like you're in my world now, so I like to keep you there and I want to push you out, and so I will do that tomorrow for you. And, of course, Candy will take the radio, the whole thing. I'll send it to TJ and he can send it to you. He will give you the link to the show so that you have it. And if you want to do something with it, that's great. I don't know if you're on any social media. Sometimes that gets to be a little bit of a drag. I mean, Candy does all my work. I don't touch that at all. I do Instagram. I love Instagram because I have met so many people with the same, they love the same kind of things. And, you know, I'm so fond of animals and Africa, and giraffes are really my favorite. And then the elephants and I've met so many people, and we converse back and forth. It's really nice. It's not controlled. So Instagram is a good thing, people. And I am Stars with a Z Psychics there, and you can hook on to me if you want to do that. Go to the magazine. The magazine's got a wealth of information, mysticlivingtoday.com. And thank you again, Jennifer. And I'm going to close out the show like I always do. And that is believe in things that you cannot see because they really are there. And with that, we'll say good night, and we'll see you next week at 8 o'clock with another guest. And thank you again, Jennifer. You're just wonderful, and I love you dearly already, and I haven't even met you.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, well, I love you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great show. And thank you, Candy, and she's listening. I love Candy. And anybody else? Yeah, she loves us both. Of course she does. She's so great. So anyways, okay, that's it for tonight. See you next week. And Jennifer, I will be in touch with you, and we'll just continue this on and have you back after the first of the year when you have time for your, after you do your promotion of your book and all that, we'll push that out for you too.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good evening. Okay, everybody, good night. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.